there, little bunny. I really hope you've been having... Oh, I said it differently. Let's do it again. Hey there, little bunny. I hope you've been having a wonderful, wonderful week. And even if not, that's okay too. I'm having an okay week. I'm having a good week, actually. It's the first week of springtime. Also, do you like that I said it the same way or not? I don't know. This is ridiculous. What a way to start out. Hi there, little bunny. This week is the first week of spring since I last hung out with you last Friday. And I kind of want to talk about spring a little bit, little bunny. Let me start, enunciate, daddy. Let me start by asking you a question, little bunny. What is your favorite season? And if you are a bunny by the equator, I'm so sorry. You will have to imagine what seasons must feel like. But you have your choices of winter, of spring, of summer. And what do you think? Will I say fall or autumn? What kind of man do you think I am, little bunny? Am I a fall man or an autumn man? I wonder how much you can read into this. Are you an autumn bunny or are you a fall bunny? If English isn't your first language, there's like a... Autumn has this very elegant, refined quality to it. So much so that sometimes people will make fun of people who say autumn. And fall is more like down to earth. It's fall. I think I'm an autumn man. Are you an autumnal bunny, or are you a fall bunny? Well, more importantly, little bunny, I am a spring daddy. Springtime is my favorite season. For a lot of different reasons, but I think it shouldn't surprise you if you've been hanging around me enough. I love thinking of the future, dreaming of the future optimistically, because honestly, the most realistic way to think of the future is optimistically. We are so spoiled, little bunny. The only reason we don't realize how spoiled we are is because we weren't around before the modern days. Things used to be so bad. Oh man, you do not want to be a human in history. You, little bunny, if someone presents you with a time machine to go back in time, do not get in, little bunny. Do not get in the time machine going back. So springtime is an extension of that point of view. A lot of people think the best days are in summer. And maybe they are. Maybe the best days you can have are in summer. But what's nice about springtime is that you've got all of summer ahead of you. Life doesn't have to be always the absolute best in every given moment. I'm not doing the best in this moment. But it's okay. It's just interesting when things aren't at peak. And they'll be at peak sometimes. Sometimes the peaks are underwhelming and disappointing. And there's evidence that preparing for vacation is more enjoyable than vacation. And then when you're on vacation, it's not actually as fun as you had thought it would be. And then the interesting thing, little bunny, is that once you get back from vacation and they pull you again a couple weeks, you actually overestimate how much fun you had on vacation. Isn't that crazy? So that's a bit of like a, we think people in the past were having so much fun. Yeah, okay, little bunny. Okay. Oh, springtime. Springtime's a little bit like preparing for the vacation. There's something fun in that. The optimism for the future. I don't think I can help it. Oh, slow down, daddy. want to really spit out all the words. I don't think I can help it. I think I'm just naturally such an optimist. I love it too. And it's just objectively what makes the most sense. Anyway, your daddy's not going to give you a history lecture right now. But your daddy is going to drink some of his decaffeinated coffee. Damn, what a sexy man. He drinks decaf. Oh my God, little bunny, so hot. Oh man, garden's pretty ridiculous, isn't it? What is this even that we're doing here? This is you and me making it up as we go, little bunny. This is just you and me spending time together and letting the crazy side of ourselves, the best side of ourselves, the best and the crazy, the Venn diagram overlap of the best sides of ourselves and the craziest sides of ourselves. We just find that, we ramp it up to the max, and we just get into all kinds of mischief together, little bunny. That's what we do here. That's what the garden is. I have a cough button now, but I'm like too lazy to use it or something. I don't know. Ironically, you like it more when I don't try and impress you. Isn't that the big joke? There's a lot of big jokes to be found in here. Oh, you know what I'm looking at right now? This is one of the most indulgent, self-congratulatory purchases I ever made. So I have a merch store. Right now there's just, there's a sticker you can get. And then there's two hoodies. One is in white and one is in black. Those are very fun. I made sure to... Hold on one second. Okay. I made sure to get a company that produces good quality hoodies. I don't want to ever sell you junk of any kind. This sounds really stupid. Not that I'm selling you anything. Never, ever, ever spend money on the garden in a way that causes you some kind of burden. I don't ever want to be a burden in your life. I want to always be a positive presence. And the podcast will always be free. And the videos, I guess. The whole point of the videos is really just to boost the podcast and the locked section of the garden, which is Patreon. There's a very small paywall there. That's where I put my really creative stuff. It's where we put all the spicy stuff too. There is spicy stuff, little bunny. And is it good? Oh, you know it's good. The next audio is going to be spicy. Actually, the next two. I was going to make a spicy audio yesterday, but I was sick, as you may have seen from a little social media post. But I think I'm going to be able to get that done this weekend. And then what I really want to talk about is this purchase I'm looking at. This, you can't even buy this, little bunny. I'm not even selling this to you. Not that I ever want to be selling you stuff. It's ridiculous. I bought myself from my merch store. I like designed it and then ordered a test copy and then never sold it. This is the Love and Ligature artwork that I commissioned 2 years ago. I started my very first audiobook. There is. I've been releasing it chapter by chapter. That actually is for free. I think I went and made it all free on the Patreon. Just listen to the content disclaimer because the first episode's very dark. I wasn't sure how dark I wanted to go. And I think I decided to go less dark than I started out. But yeah, I have the artwork here and there's one chapter left to go. One more chapter of a year of love and ligature. And I started it in springtime. Originally, it was going to release on the first day of spring. But I had to delay a week, actually, to get the artwork. Anyway. Springtime, little bunny. What do you think about when you think of springtime? The weather, of course, is the basic one. But what does that mean? What about the things, slow down, Daddy. What about the things in springtime that aren't actually weather related? You ever heard of spring cleaning, little bunny? I did some spring cleaning. Went through every single piece of clothing I own and found things that I am not wearing or they have holes in them. Super ridiculous things like that. Get rid of them. Or like I have a huge stack of papers that I didn't want to deal with. Just the stack of stuff I didn't want to deal with. I went through it all. Maybe you can do some spring cleaning, little bunny. You can be like me and finally get around to some of that stuff. It's so refreshing. It's just this time of new beginnings. And the plants are beginning new again as well. Everything goes on break in winter in nature. And then the snow melts and the ground thaws. The trees sprout their leaves again. And life resumes. Life resumes. I love that phrase. I've never thought of that phrase before. Sometimes our lives go on pause, like winter time comes. Winter is coming, little bunny. I am so disappointed in the way that the writers ended Game of Thrones. I am so disappointed. I could have done such a better job. Of course, everybody says that, but I'm correct. And there's many people who could have done a better job. That's the problem. There are many people who could have done a better job. Anyway. Sometimes life pauses for winter. My life has paused a couple times for winter. But it resumes. Life resumes. You know what I am really excited about for springtime, little bunny? It's going on walks. Ugh. Debating how much to tell you about. I guess I'll just say that walks hold a very, very special place in my life, in my heart, in my history. Just going for a walk can do so much, little bunny. And if you've been hiding inside during winter, which by the way, I want to pay homage to. Maybe if you live in the southern hemisphere, it's flipped right now, little bunny. You are entering autumn. If you're living in Australia or New Zealand where the maps are all upside down. I don't know. I'm sure those jokes have been done to death. Are you groaning? If you're my Aussie little bunny. My kiwi little bunny. Ooh, I wonder what flavor of bunny you are. So you could be my kiwi little bunny. You want to be my peach little bunny? My mango little bunny, maybe if you're a bunny who lives on the equator. You can be my mango bunny. Grape bunny? I don't know. That sounds strange. You could be my grape bunny. The grapest bunny I've ever known. Oh, daddy jokes tonight. Okay. That was one of the locked audios one time. That one actually got voted into the best of the year. I think actually a good place to start if you want to join the locked section, which is 18 plus only, so don't join if you're not 18. There's a little playlist that are best of. So you can listen to the best of 2022, which was the first year of the garden. And now you can listen to the best of 2023. Then by the end of this year, the end of the third year of the garden, we will have Best of 2024, little bunny. We are going on and on for infinity years. I will never stop doing this, little bunny. I will always, always be here. Aren't you a lucky little bunny to be here in the early days? If you are, in fact, here in the early days, you could all. Time doesn't work in the same ways in the garden. You could very well be many, many years beyond 2024, little bunny. Maybe if the world is very strange before 2024. No. That's enough time travel talk. Daddy, no more time travel talk this week with my little bunny. Okay, a tiny bit, I guess. No. Enough sci-fi, daddy. Save it for the finale of Love and Ligature, which should be releasing. Do I want to back myself into a corner? I'm planning on releasing it April 1st, exactly 2 years after I started it. And it gets a little sci-fi. This episode's a bit sci-fi. New beginnings for you, little bunny. Yeah, as that project winds down, more room for another project. Is there something in your life that you're now making room for? Maybe springtime is inspiring you to stop scrolling so much on your phone and spend that time doing something that you really want to be doing. Excuse me, 1 second. Okay, we're back. Okay, good. I was talking with your fellow bunnies on the Discord last week, I think it was, about my favorite channel in the Discord is the spot where you and your fellow bunnies can put like hobbies or creative projects you've been working on, and especially to see your growth. Like, beginner stuff is super awesome to see. I'm always a beginner at new things. Let me rephrase that. That's an obvious statement. I'm always finding new things to be a beginner at. Never stop growing. I won't talk too much about it. Maybe I will. I'm, as part of my springtime. Oh, little bunny, your daddy is slap happy. It's so late right now. I always record these late, which is why I'm drinking decaf. Working on composing, little bunny. That was the thing I was going to tell you. I'm taking some online classes to improve my weaknesses in my composing, little bunny. Want to learn the software better. Learn all kinds of music production side of things. That's part of my springtime awakening, I guess. Resurgence, unpausing. I strive to be at the next level. So what's something you're working on that maybe you can, whether you want to take a class, you can find something free. Maybe it's a commitment to YouTube videos. You know, you might want to get a buddy, like an accountability buddy. I might actually pester your fellow bunnies in the Discord. We might set something up like that. I don't know. We'll see. We'll discuss it. I want you to go for walks, though, little bunny. Can you do that for me this springtime if you're a Northern Hemisphere bunny? I would really love for you to start going on some walks. And it's a good chance also for a phone call. You know, something you could make this springtime about. There are probably, let me say that again. There are probably in your list of acquaintances you have in your life. Of all the acquaintances you have, people you've kind of met once or twice, or you see them somewhat regularly, but you've never really chatted with them beyond just like hello and stuff like that. I might challenge you, little bunny. Why don't you go for a walk and have a phone call with someone who's an acquaintance of yours? Or it could be a friendship that used to be strong, but you two sort of fell out of touch, as happens. And it's nothing, no need to read into things when people fall off of each other's radars. It happens for any number of reasons, and most oftenly has nothing to do with dislike of the other person. It's just impossible to juggle the number of people that we have. That is something that is more new. If you want to talk about things that were better in the past, potentially better, is that there's just fewer people to get your head wrapped around. So don't worry if you fall off someone's radar, or if you let someone fall off your radar, or mutually you've fallen off each other's radar. Maybe you send them a little message and say, hey, happy springtime. I would love to catch up. Do you want to do a phone call, or then schedule the time? Or you can even say that you two can go for a walk and just both be on the phone. And wear headphones. You know, you don't want to have a brick shoved to your face. I can't stand that. I have to do phone calls with headphones. I can't do it otherwise. And just walk. Enjoy the springtime, little bunny. Walking does really incredible things. So many thinkers walk a lot. I would make a list, but I don't want to research it in this moment. You'll have to take my word on this one. A lot of great thinkers do their best work while they walk, including composers. I think Beethoven, who I'm especially fond of, I think he liked to go on walks. And I don't know if he was literally composing at that time or if... Oh, man, what an incredible guy. In one of my journals, you should be journaling too, by the way. In one of my journals, I guess it was yesterday morning, I realized that the time will come within the next 10 years that I'm going to get an AI, I'm going to make an AI Beethoven and have like a little portrait and be able to talk with the portrait Beethoven while I compose. That'd be fun. He's probably going to turn out to be a huge dick. That's okay. People don't have to be perfect to adore them. They don't have to be perfect for you to enjoy what they create. They don't have to be perfect for you to be able to learn from them. And good news for you, little bunny, is that I am perfect. No, I'm not. I'm only 95% perfect. That's my rule of thumb for things that I create. You know, if you've had trouble getting off the ground with creating something, maybe you want to be a writer or you want to draw. That's a common one to get discouraged at early on. It's when you draw and it's like, wow, this does not look as good as the drawings that I see. And it's amplified on the internet because the most incredible people bubble up to the top and your brain wishfully thinks that you'll start out at that level. You know, when you're working on something, it doesn't have to be perfect. It just means you got to do it and do it and do it. And whatever, if we define perfect as whatever the best you could possibly do. So whatever level at drawing you are, okay, even if you're a beginner, but you know you can, there's like a, you know you could draw something that's 100% of what you could possibly do. You try so hard to like get everything right. Maybe you're erasing. I don't know, little bunny. Just go for 95%, okay? You don't have to write the most amazing story. Don't tweak and tweak and tweak forever. Just get something down, revise it a couple times, and if you go 95% of the way there, it's done. Release it and move on. What does springtime make you think of, little bunny? You know, I didn't even think about this. Gardens are best in springtime, aren't they? Oh, how fitting. How fitting, little bunny. You want to go? I don't know if you want to go pick some flowers, but you could go flower watching, flower gazing. Maybe go find a park that has lots of good flowers. If you're a Northern Hemisphere bunny. And if you're a Southern Hemisphere bunny, then you must check back in to this episode in exactly 6 months. After autumn passes. Do you have a favorite flower, little bunny? You know, I bought a flower for the purpose of you, little bunny. I have a fake white rose, which I guess you've probably seen on social media at this point. That was actually... I don't know. I don't have to be talk about the garden too much. I don't even like talking about myself. Oh, it's so funny. I very rarely share information about myself just in my real life. It's like I have no desire to... Wow, the irony that I'm talking about myself right now. Okay, great. Well, little bunny. Let me see what your fellow bunnies, I ask them what they think about when they think of springtime. One of your bunnies says they think of spring breakers and tourists. Yeah, but there's a lot of fresh starts, new beginnings, things like that. There's some spring cleaning in here. Flowers. Warm breeze, the feeling of the sun on your skin after so long. And the cool breezes that don't chill your bones, but they just grace your skin. You can lie in a field. Just enjoy being outdoors. It's not too hot. You're not suffering in the cold. When you go from one place to another, you don't have to rush to try and get out of the weather that's too hot or too cold. And you've got a long, long, wonderful year to look forward to. Can you tell why I like springtime, little bunny? It's very, very garden. Okay. I think I will get some rest, and then I will wake up tomorrow morning. Actually, I might try and compose right now, but I don't think I have the energy. It's pretty late. I'll be a good daddy and go to bed. Okay, fine, little bunny. I'm going to head to bed and get some sleep, and then I will be back here in just a few moments. It'll be tomorrow morning for me, and I will have written you a poem. Good night, little bunny. I'll be right back. Good morning, little bunny. You don't get morning voice again. Daddy just did his workout voice. So I'm a little out of breath. But how fitting that you take my breath away. I don't know. Corny daddy today. I forgot to tell you something last night. Another springtime assignment. I don't know. Maybe I told you already. Hold on a second. So, springtime can also be a time for new social connections. We'll talk about friends and family right now. I bet you, I did tell you this. I'm starting to remember now. But of all your acquaintances, why don't you pick someone to reach out to? Either someone you used to be close to that you want to be close to again, or someone who you haven't gotten to be close to yet, but you think there could be something there. Or, I totally told you this. Oh, well, I'm telling you again. Pick someone in your family that you're fond of. Family is tricky because you don't choose your family. So sometimes people might take advantage of you or, you know, might not always be the best people for you. But there's bound to be one or two people minimum in your family that you can really connect with. So you can also reach out to one of those two family members and get on a call, do an old-fashioned phone call, and go on a walk with them. Just say, hey, let's do a springtime walk. You can do it in person or just on a phone call. Okay, I have a poem for you. You ready, little bunny? It goes like this. Summer is the peak of heat. Not just temp, but activity too. It's the prime time to be out and living your life. But moments later, the good times are through. When suddenly it's autumn, with its famous red leaves, the time to cozy up and retreat like the trees. Because winter is the deepest, darkest time to be endured. The bears now hibernate. No chirping birds can be heard. But approaching on the other side, for those who brave the cold, is the inspiring resume of life on earth. It's the rebirth and a marvel to behold. Commuting from place to place in spring is better than the destinations. Even walks around the neighborhood beat expensive summer vacations. And the full year is before you. What habits will you set? Which family will you reach out to? With which friends will you connect? And what can be tossed in your precious spring cleaning? What's worth keeping this year to give your life meaning? As you can see, little bunny, my favorite season is spring. Now hop in my arms, I'll carry you. Let's see what this spring will bring. Have a great, great week, little bunny. Enjoy this first week of spring, or whenever it is that you listen. You can enjoy me having my first week of spring. Okay, I love you, little bunny. Take care. You're always with me, and I'm always with you. I love you. I love you. I love you.